With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinians have held a rare anti-Hamas demonstration in Gaza.
The event in the heavily destroyed northern town of Beit Lahia is a rare show of public anger against the militant group, which has long repressed dissent and still rules the territory 17 months into the war with Israel. The videos, which appear to be authentic, showed hundreds of people taking part in the anti-war protest on Tuesday. People held signs saying, "Stop the war. We refuse to die. And the blood of our children is not cheap."
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. Greenland is not happy about this week's high-profile visit from Trump administration officials. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Vice President Vance will now join his wife for a visit to an American military base in Greenland on Friday. Two other high-ranking Trump officials will also be visiting the Danish territory. Denmark's prime minister says the U.S. is exerting unacceptable pressure on Greenland. President Trump insisted the visit was friendly and not provocation, even as he continues to suggest an American takeover of Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a new sentencing offer in a Walmart mass shooting in Texas.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a 2019 attack in an El Paso Walmart has been offered a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Patrick Cruchius has already been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences at the federal level. El Paso County District Attorney James Montoya said he supports the death penalty, but his decision was driven by victims' families who wanted to put the case behind them. Under the new offer, the 26-year-old shooter would receive life in prison with no possibility of parole. The mass shooting was one of the deadliest in U.S. history. Cruchius appears to have been consumed by hatred for Hispanics and debate over immigration before he drove more than 700 miles and opened fire at the Walmart with an AK-style rifle. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025. And it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
The Unification Church in Japan was ordered dissolved by a court following a request by the Education Ministry there. The government cited manipulative fundraising and recruitment tactics that hurt followers and their families. The church called the court order regrettable and unjust. It also said it was considering an appeal of the revocation order, which would take away its tax-exempt privilege and require liquidation of its assets. This is SRN News. Serbia's populist government is facing increased public scrutiny for reportedly using a sonic weapon against protesters during a recent anti-corruption rally.
Serb security agencies have issued daily denials that they used such a weapon against demonstrators. But rights groups say they've lodged a case at the European Court of Human Rights. The court has given the Serb government till the end of March to respond. Sonic weapons use sound waves to incapacitate, disorient, or harm individuals by harnessing acoustic energy.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. TV Dr. Mehmet Oz is one step closer to taking over the helm at the government agency overseeing Medicare and Medicaid. The Senate Finance Committee advanced Oz's nomination to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The vote was 14-13, right along party lines. More on these stories at srnnews.com.